You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
4WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The rush continues for a state budget. It's due Monday, and there are fractures among Republicans on top of tension between them and Governor Tony Evers. Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
Last week, talks broke down between Republicans in the Senate and Republicans in the Assembly, but the clock's ticking here. And now the governor says he will not sign a budget unless it includes money for child care counts. That was a pandemic-era subsidy that went to child care providers. It expires in this budget. Without it, up to a quarter of Wisconsin child care facilities could close. That's according to research commissioned by the state. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says Republicans' plans do not include child care counts.
We're already doing things on child care, so I feel like a lot of that isn't necessarily focused on the details. It's more on the broad picture. But look, I know we're going to make investments in trying to help make sure that parents have access to child care.
But Voss says those investments would not include payments to child care providers.
Our caucus has been pretty steadfast in saying we are not just going to write checks out to providers, just like you don't write a check out to the person who owns a grocery store to lower the food costs.
Corinne Hendrickson, a family child care provider, was on Matt and Air on Air responding to that grocery store analogy.
To say that would be like giving the money to the grocery store owner and hope that they lower the price of carrots and eggs. And I thought to myself, we're the farmers in this situation, in this scenario. We're not the grocery store owners. We don't sell the children. We are the farmers. And we subsidize farmers and ag like crazy so that people can afford and access food. So we are the exact same situation.
So far, there are no meetings scheduled for the Joint Finance Committee this week. The committee would have to pass a budget plan. Then that would go to the full legislature for a vote before it could head to the governor. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Across Wisconsin, UW-Madison is making a significant impact on students, communities, healthcare, and workforce, according to the latest available data from the Wisconsin IDEA database. The project highlights connections between UW-Madison and the state of Wisconsin, outlines county and statewide enrollment trends, alumni counts, community partnerships and projects, financial relationships, and more. Key takeaways from the data include the University of Wisconsin-Madison partners with more than 3,000 state businesses and organizations every year, spending at least $471 million on goods, services, and grants. The 17,816 Wisconsin resident undergraduates at UW-Madison receive $113 million in institutional financial aid, and about 20% receive financial aid that covers the full amount of tuition and fees. And more than 191,000 UW-Madison alumni live in Wisconsin, with nearly 50,000 of them graduating within the last 10 years. County-by-county impact data from 2023 to 24 shows that students from Richland County totaled 35, with 340 alumni living in the county. Employees living in county were 28, with UW payments to individuals and businesses in county totaling $27,643. UW-Madison Extension creates key local connection points and supports volunteers and leaders in every county in the state. To find out the impact UW-Madison has on your county, go online to wisconsinidea.wisc.edu/county. The Wisconsin Realtors Association released its May 2025 Wisconsin Real Estate Report, revealing home sales fell for a third straight month. Affordability improved 5.1% over the past 12 months, while the average 30-year fixed mortgage rate fell 24 basis points to 6.82% over the same period. Year-to-date, home sales fell 2.7% compared to the first 5 months of 2024, and the median price rose 6.8% to $315,000 over that same period, but remains low by historical standards. Existing home sales fell for a third straight month, but the pace of decline moderated in May. Specifically, closed sales fell just 2.1% over the past 12 months, which is well below the annual slide in home sales seen in recent months. March sales declined 8.6% and April sales declined 9% year over year. Relative to May 2024, The median price rose 4.3% to $330,000. The statewide inventory picture has improved. While new listings fell 1.5% in May compared to that same month last year, total listings rose 8.5% to just over 22,000 homes on the market, and months of available supply increased 8.3% to 3.9 months of supply. All urban classifications saw improvement in months of supply. Metropolitan counties with large cities, as well as micropolitan counties with smaller cities and towns, remain strong sellers' markets, with just 3.5 and 4.1 months of supply, respectively. However, rural counties improved to 5.7 months of supply in May, which is close to the 6-month benchmark, indicating a balanced market. Artists from around the nation will be at the annual Spring Green Arts and Crafts Fair Saturday and Sunday on Jefferson Street in downtown Spring Green. The first fair started in 1969 and continues to draw thousands of people each year. This year, there will be around 200 exhibitors on hand displaying and selling their works of art. Diane Barron-Brook is co-president of the Spring Green Art Fair Committee.
We have artists that come from Colorado, from Florida. Most of them are from the Midwest area. There's someone from Arizona. They do come from throughout the United States.
Not only will there be great arts and crafts, but also live entertainment all weekend in the Post House Garden.
We will start the fair on Saturday with a trumpet fanfare by Michelle Mack, and then she will be followed by Don Greenwood, who will be performing from 10 until 1. Saturday afternoon from 1:30 to 4:30, Abby Spencer will be providing entertainment. She describes her music as country with gritty undertones. On Sunday morning, we will start with a trumpet fanfare by Nancy Maxwell and Julie Cousy. On Sunday from 10 until 12, Jana Johnson will be performing. She plays multiple instruments. From 12:30 until 3:30 on Sunday, the Junkyard Kings will be performing. The pair plays a variety of modern, classic, country, and some pop and rock.
There will also be local nonprofit service organizations serving food at the annual Arts and Crafts Fair Saturday from 9 until 5 and Sunday from 9 until 4 on Jefferson Street in downtown Spring Green. Proceeds raised are used to promote the arts in the River Valley area. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulotz.
The Bucks are on the clock. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, basketball. The NBA draft continues tonight. The Bucks with a pick in the second round, 47th overall. Former Badgers star John Tanjay and Marquette's Cam Jones expected to be selected. Last night, Con Knipple from Milwaukee, the fourth overall pick by the Charlotte Hornets, becoming the highest drafted player ever in state history. His high school coach, Ryan Walls, had a watch party at Wisconsin Lutheran High, who won the state with Knipple in his senior year.
Never had a kid ever be drafted before, so able to share this moment with a lot of people who love Con.
Baseball, the Brewers with a day off before hosting the Rockies tomorrow night. Rookie pitcher Jacob Mizorowski, now 3-0, after leading the Brewers to a 4-2 win over the Pirates yesterday to win that series.
Electric, yeah. You know, that's Miz. You know, if you're walking a couple of guys and a little erratic, able to calm down himself and get right back on the bump and stay on the attack. That was huge for us.
That's Brewers catcher Eric Haas with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Alana Thompson, a.k.a. Honey Boo Boo, is back in the public eye, or trying to be. Americans last remember her from 2012's Here Comes Honey Boo Boo. The show followed the hyper six-year-old while she graced the airwaves of TLC and was a spinoff from an equally horrible show called Toddlers and Tiaras. Both shows were the brainchild of Mama June, Alana's mother. Now the poor kid is trying to reinvent herself and remain relevant as former reality stars so often do, and she's using a new biopic to do it. If you're interested and can't get enough southern drawl and manufactured charm, check out I Was Honey Boo Boo on Lifetime. Dreamy heartthrob Bobby Sherman has passed away. Sherman was a teen idol in the 1960s. Sherman sang hits like Little Women, Hey Mr. Sun, and Easy Come, Easy Go. Bobby Sherman was 81 years old and 5 feet 9 inches tall. Is it just me, or does it seem like people should know the height of celebrities who pass away? Let's start something new here. Jane Austen's Sense and Sensibility is getting a makeover. Daisy Edgar Jones has just signed on to be the film's lead, Eleanor Dashwood. The role of Sister Marion Dashwood has not been announced yet. The story follows the sisters after they are forced to leave their family home in Sussex due to financial issues. Daisy Edgar-Jones herself announced the news on social media. Her previous credits include Where the Crawdads Sing and last summer's Twisters, where she played the female lead opposite Glenn Powell. Most of us have a love-hate relationship with Facebook and only know the story of its beginnings from the film The Social Network. There will be a sequel on the way from Aaron Sorkin. Variety reports that Sorkin has written a screenplay as a follow-up to the 2010 film based on a series of Wall Street Journal articles called The Facebook Files. No casting has taken place yet, but Sorkin is an Oscar-winning writer, so buckle up, folks. It's always fun to watch the box office prognosticators estimate what film will earn how much in theaters. The new Brad Pitt film, F1 The Movie, a film set in the world of Formula One, is being called Top Gun on Wheels by people such as me, Peach Waba. It opens this weekend, and box office so-called experts are estimating the film will bring in $40 to $50 million. F1 The Movie is Apple Original Films' sixth theatrical wide release. Speaking of Pitt, the actor recently told a story about how he was almost fired when he was an extra. Pitt appeared on Dax Shepard's Armchair Expert podcast and talked about his life as an extra after moving to Hollywood. Pitt told Shepard while working on the Charlie Sheen movie at No Man's Land, he ad-libbed a line while playing a waiter. The assistant director told him, if you do that again, you're fired. Can you imagine? His mutual man crush with George Clooney was almost unrequited. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Waba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible today and again tonight into tomorrow. We could get another quarter to a half inch of rain by the time everything winds down. If it's not raining, it'll be partly cloudy today, 87. Tonight, 67. Tomorrow, gradual clearing, 81. We're back to 87 on Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.